This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Start with a guest right out of the chute on what's on your mind, but when you're in the middle of a global pandemic, you know, you do what you got to do. And Governor Doug Burgum is going to join us for the first half hour of the program to talk about his announcement yesterday on the North Dakota Smart Restart. I don't know about you, but I'm ready for a restart, that's for sure. So we'll talk about that and anything else on your mind. 800-228-0550. Text in your questions at 701-367-2054 for me. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, ready to go at 701-226-8503. And Todd is still trying to wrestle that radio legend thing away from Dave Thompson, just so you know, Governor. So.
Nah. I got nothing but love for David. It's all good.
It's a good place we have North Dakota media, radio legends and radio gods. Isn't that something? Anyway, Governor, welcome back. Nice to have you. How are you?
I'm great to be with you, Scott, and hey, thank you and your team for all the important work you're doing through this pandemic, getting information out and engaging with people in North Dakota, as you always do, but especially important right now, so thank you so much.
Yep, we are enjoying helping any way we can. We hear from a lot of folks. We enjoy getting them answers, and you help us, and your team helps us do that every single day, so we appreciate that as well. I have heard an overwhelming amount of praise for your leadership in this very challenging time. And a lot of that dovetails with also an overwhelming amount of people that just see us ready to turn the page, right? They're ready. They just want to go. When you talked yesterday about ways to restart, is May 1 going to be the date that you think we circle in history to say, okay, that's when our renaissance, our rebirth, our rebuilding began?
Well, I think it's a great milestone and a great marker, but of course, I wish the virus had a calendar and was going to plan to, you know, run its course by the end of April, but the virus doesn't know anything about the calendar, and the virus is still going to be deadly on May 1st to people that are elderly with underlying health conditions, and that's about 20% of North Dakota. So whatever we do on April 1st, we got to remember why we went into this situation, which was to try to save lives of people and really, really protect those that are most vulnerable. And now, well, we have to kind of learn to live with this pandemic. We got to get smart. So we're called the North Dakota Smart Restart. Get smart about how do we get our economy going again, and how do we safely start reengaging in the things that we that are important for all of us. Because it's not really about, it isn't about lives versus the economy. A healthy economy is the way we have healthy lives. And so we have to do both of those things. And so I say in government, in the leadership role that, you know, Brent Sanford and I are in right now, I mean, we don't get to choose or, it's not one or the other. We're in the business of and we've got to make it work for all North Dakotans. And that's, you know, all ages, all walks of life and all corners of the state. So a lot to consider, but we need to get started right now on the planning for the North Dakota restart. We've got a great team at Commerce that's been working as part of our economic resilience team since the first day we started any of this. And they've been, you know, focusing a lot the last few weeks on making sure people get connected with all the federal resources. But now we got to get focused on how do we get prepared in a new normal to get business rolling again.
The threat, I think, to, as you say, the elderly, the folks that are at risk, and really to the general public, when this first emerged, is different, I believe, drastically than it is today, based on some of the earlier projections of how many people could be you know, hospitalized, how many people could die, all of those things, how many people get the things. We do have the benefit now of a lot more data from when you first began the efforts to respond to this versus now. Are they to the point that you can say, you know, this is 10% of the threat we once thought it was? Not that it's, you know, not very impactful to every single North Dakotan that lost a loved one as a result of this or suffers today in the hospital, but those numbers are drastically smaller than we thought they could be, aren't they?
Well, they are, and I think what we learned is that, like here in North Dakota, if you've got a light touch on government mandates and a strong emphasis on individual responsibility, what we found out is North Dakotans can change their behavior. I mean, people can figure out how to work from home and school from home and do all that. And when you reduce the number of transmissible moments for a highly contagious disease, you drop the numbers and you drop them rapidly, because if that virus can't jump from one human to two to four others, which is what it was doing in places where it was unchecked and raging out of control, and we've seen those numbers from other parts of the U.S. and other parts of the world, that when we start doing the physical distancing and the good hygiene, you can really stop this thing in its tracks. And I think that's the learning from this and that's why every day I say thank you to North Dakotans, because it wasn't like, oh, we overestimated the threat. The threat was, I think, estimated accurately, that it's highly contagious and deadly for elderly with underlying conditions. That's been proven. But what none of those early models forecasted was that people could act so responsibly and change their behavior and in the process save a bunch of lives. And so now that we know that, the forecasts are very different. Now there's an opportunity for us to do the smart restart where we get back to work, but we got to do it with what Brent and I like to call COVID etiquette, because we're going to have new levels of hygiene and new levels of distancing as we work our way back into this, until such time there's a vaccine. Because again, you open a bar or have a small town street dance this summer, and somebody there doesn't have even any symptoms, but they've got the virus, and they go home, and their mom works at a nursing home, and then mom goes to work the next day, and then all of a sudden we could be back like Kirkland, Washington, with, they had 35 deaths out of 120 people before they understood what this thing was. And so, I mean, in one nursing home.
Yeah, and you mentioned, and that's obviously because those folks were at risk. A little different situation was the Smithfield example that you mentioned yesterday. We could have our own Smithfield, and LM Glass Fiber is a mini version of that right now. What I'm curious about there is neither one of those locations needed to be closed, so it isn't as though anybody was violating anything. Were they not doing basic sort of, as you call it, COVID etiquette with the face masks or the social distancing or the hand washing or why did that become a problem?
Well, I don't know exactly what was going on in Smithfield, but, a very large plant, I think 3,700 people there. And I know at LM, which I have toured, I mean, that's the plant where they do fiberglass and wood manufacturing, very precision, because they're building the blades. And a lot of people in that environment there are already wearing industrial masks going to work. So I think, again, it just shows how contagious the environment is. But great collaboration going on up there at Grand Forks with GE, who's the owner of that plant, and with the plant managers and local Grand Forks Public Health, our state public health. We had a group with the public health and National Guard that left Bismarck at 6 a.m. this morning. They're going to be up there testing this afternoon at 1 o'clock. We have a testing plan. The plant's being closed and disinfected. And, they had 8 positives in the plant, and we'll identify, the dozens or hundreds of people that they had contact with and try to get those all tested. And this is this rapid response team capability that we have to have. So if we have a breakout, whether it's yesterday or whether it's in July or September, if we have a breakout like at the LM plant, we want to be able to rapidly go in and contain it so it doesn't become a Smithfield. And that's kind of a muscle, I say, we've got to build, because without a vaccine and without broad, population-wide testing, which could be a long ways away, we've got to have that kind of skill as part of our reopening package.
Let's talk a little bit about the reopening. You mentioned earlier that the Commerce Department will be working with businesses covered under the executive orders. Let's take a restaurant. What's it going to take for a restaurant to get the okay from you May 1 to be back in business?
Well, we want to, first of all, engage the industry, because, the people that know best how to run a restaurant safely are people that have been running restaurants their whole lives. So we'll be working closely with all the associations, whether that's massage therapists or restaurants or hospitality, whoever it is. But, restaurants are clean. I mean, they're clean right now. They got to, follow current public health guidelines about employees washing hands, et cetera. But the daily disinfection procedures will have to be amped up. There's going to have to be stronger, you know, health protocols and screening of employees. You don't want someone, you know, prepping food and touching plates that may have, you know, come to work and not feeling well. You know, discontinuing shared items. I was joking last night, it's going to be the end of the era when, you know, they bring you a pen to sign your check at your table, because that, if that pen's been used by dozens of other people during the day, that could be an infection surface. So might be bring your own pen if you want to do that. You know, there'll be some question about whether cash should be eliminated for a while and going to credit cards, but not where you hand your card to the person, you know, the stations where you keep your own card and plug it in. Limiting customers, you know, density, you know, staff may be required to wear masks because, you know, it's more risky for the staff and the team members, because they're, you might say, hey, I'm only going to be in the restaurant for, you know, 15 minutes or half an hour. I'm going to grab a quick bite, but they're there all day with lots, you know, maybe dealing with dozens or hundreds of customers. So for their safety, they may be wearing masks. And eventually we want to get to where we can do the, you know, the serology, the blood testing to find out who's had it, who has it. And then
I want to talk about that when we come back. Hang on, Governor. We'll continue after this on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities, and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch. Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Is brought to you in part by Oasis Petroleum. Those folks have the Be the Buffalo spirit. These are darn tough times in the oil and gas industry, no doubt about it, and they've been tough times before. And when that's happened, the folks at Oasis Petroleum find a way, because they're just like the buffalo. They go into the storm, and they love that about North Dakotans. So they celebrate the North Dakotans, and the thank you, and the first responders, and healthcare workers, and all those that are going into the storm right now on this COVID crisis. If you've got somebody to celebrate, want to tell us a good story, or just have a comment, call that Oasis Petroleum, Be the Buffalo Hotline, 24/7, 855-200-1776. All right, I'm going to finish my questions here and then maybe go to some calls and texts for you, Governor. Related to the testing going forward, when you're talking about having more testing, and I've got your press release in front of me and the announcement yesterday, the notes that talked about what needs to be in place to have a graduated reopening process past April 30th, robust, widespread, rapid testing capacity, robust contact tracing and infrastructure, targeted effective quarantine, protections for the state's most vulnerable populations, sufficient healthcare capacity, hospital ICU beds, adequate PPE availability for healthcare system and public, new standard operating procedures for reopening, and plans for dealing with a resurgence or federal waves of COVID-19. That's a laundry list of things that are not necessarily going to be available May 1st. So how do you, because if I read you every text I have in front of me and the emails that we have, 99% of them say, let's do this. Come on, we can do this. We can be smart. We know how to do it while we wait for those things, but let's go. If I look at your list, I say, we're not going to reopen by 2021.
Well, I disagree with that, Scott, but I would say because I think we can make a ton of progress when you've got people that are working 7 days a week and are working in the level of collaboration we've seen from the private and public sector in the last month. I feel like we can make a tremendous progress on a lot of things here that we can control, because we can control, for example, building out robust contact tracing and infrastructure, and we are all over that. The widespread testing, that's going to come in waves, but I'm feeling pretty confident that we're going to be able to more than double our testing capacity in the coming weeks, and that's going to give us the ability to keep doing these not just additional surveillance testing to kind of find out, where is it popping up, but this what I call the rapid response, like we've done in
Let me interject on testing for a second, because I think you've proven that you've got the mindset of innovation, and what you did in Amadon out west were great examples of that. Is it a matter of not having enough tests? I heard yesterday Tim Walz, your counterpart in Minnesota, was complaining that on the NGA call yesterday, all of you governors were expressing deep concern because you thought the federal government was going to do this, and they're not doing it. So now you've got to do it, and that's all upside down. So poor me, we've got to wait for the federal government to do it. Is that your take? Are we waiting for the federal government to provide tests? Whose responsibility is it to get you enough tests?
Well, we've never been waiting for the federal government. I mean, we're happy to have their support, but all along, we thought this was, states leading and managing, locals executing, and federal support. And again, and I think that's just, part of that's a North Dakota mindset, and part of it is an understanding that the federal government doesn't have there's no one-size-fits-all solution for anything in this country, and especially for a pandemic that's coming at different waves at different times. So anyway, we haven't been waiting for them, but I would say again, we got out there early. We got more machines from Abbott, the big M2000 ones, early on in this thing, because we could see that we weren't going to have enough testing capacity, and was talking to the chairman of Abbott again last night about, how we can keep that flow going. So I feel like we're in good shape. There is going to be new innovation coming from the industry. And so there's widespread, and then there's kind of population wide. And the population-wide stuff is the finger prick stuff that goes on a little tab that sort of tells you in a minute whether you're positive or negative, or the serological, the testing, the blood testing. But they're also working on a new, learned last night, they're working on a new sort of front end of your nose nasal swab thing that you could also do very easily. It was called a lateral flow, kind of like people might be familiar with, like a pregnancy test. You just take a nose swab, put it on that test, and it gives you an answer quickly. And those things that are really fast, they might have a 95% accuracy rate, as opposed to, waiting 2 days to get 100%. But that level, what we're really not talking about is perfection. If we're talking about getting a nation back to work, we've got to have risk reduction as opposed to risk elimination.
But you're saying reopening can happen beginning May 1 with precautions, and then you add these tools as you're talking about here as you get them.
Exactly. And I think that the things, again, you know, key things on this list, including protections for our most vulnerable populations. I mean, it's one thing to restrict visitors going into a nursing home or long-term care facility, but if the staff is going, if the staff is going out to a bar the night before and going back to a nursing home the next day, they could be carrying, you know, a deadly virus in there. So we have to think even more thoroughly about how we work with staff that are going into these vulnerable populations. So that's another thing. We're in some of this is we manage with, rules and with discipline. And then again, if we have a breakout anywhere, we have to be able to get in and test and isolate people quickly. We want to isolate and quarantine people that are positive or had close contacts with positives, as opposed to isolating and quarantining basically the entire state. So, you know, this is a targeted sort of rifle versus shotgun approach. And so they go hand in hand, the testing, the contact tracing, and the isolation. Because if you can isolate positives to people who have close contacts with positives, you can shut this virus down quickly. But that means people have to comply with that isolation.
I'm going to ask you a couple of the quick things here, and we're just short on time, as we always are here. But going forward, you told me earlier you thought the Bank of North Dakota should be used to put North Dakota in a first-of-its-kind, only one in the nation position to respond to this. We talked to Eric Hardemeyer about that. He said, yeah, but we're going to wait until we find out, you know, where the gaps are from the federal government. Well, we've got our first one. The PPP program is done. $350 billion gone, and they're fighting over whether to add more into it. Is that one example where the Bank of North Dakota should keep going for North Dakota businesses that want in that program?
Well, I think one of the things that we've talked about with the bank is if there's a gap in a federal program because there's no program, could we fill that? The other gap is could we take, would you ever take the risk of advancing dollars to somebody under the same rules, and then they get their SBA loan and they pay it back? You know, then you're taking a risk on whether you think the federal government's going to take action or not. And that may not be a risk that we want to take given the unpredictability of Congress, particularly some of the leadership down there, which is, it's pretty straightforward to me that when you got a program and this kind of demand and 22 people that have filed for unemployment, I mean, that we should be getting those SBA loans program reloaded right now, because if you don't get them reloaded, that's just going to put more pressure on the unemployment side of things, because it's we either, you know, support people through the payroll protection plan or they're going to go on unemployment. And I think we'd rather save small businesses. They're the engine of the economy. So I hope that the Congress can get past the politics and understand that this is about everybody, and we have to, you know, reload those programs and reload them quickly. But I know that Senator Hoeven and Senator Cramer and Congressman Armstrong are working hard on that.
We're out of time. We'll do this again as soon as we can, and I will forward all the emails, and I have a message for our callers that are waiting as well when we come back. We try to consolidate as much of this into one. Thanks, Governor. Don't go away.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An awaited report has come out, and when it comes to the nation's unemployment situation, things are a little bit better this week, but still far from normal. As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to sweep across the nation, the number of Americans filing for jobless benefits is down a bit, yet still staggeringly high. The Labor Department reporting that 5.24 million people submitted first-time requests for jobless benefits last week. Most economists had been expecting the number today to be somewhere in that neighborhood. While it is down from a record 6.6 million a week prior, it still means an estimated 22 million people have now sought jobless benefits since the nation started shutting things down in March amid the spread of the virus. President Trump is expected to unveil his plan today for restarting the U.S. economy, and you are listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs, stronger communities, keep electricity rates among the lowest in the country. North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions. Responsible for this message. Governor Burgum and I were just chatting before we said goodbye, and one extra point I wanted to get in before we visit with Wendy from the Theodore Roosevelt National Park today on What's On Your Mind is the Governor, are you still there?
Yep, I sure am.
Okay, so I know you got to run, and we do as well, but I think it's important for people to realize that there are a small group of businesses in North Dakota that are impacted by an executive order, and those people have between now and the end of the month to work with the Department of Commerce about a reopening plan beginning May 1, but everybody else is under no such restrictions, just obviously the same things they've been doing now to be smart, right?
Exactly. I mean, so we, you know, healthcare, all of healthcare was able to remain open. If anybody closed, like the dentist, that was voluntarily. They're working on a plan to reopen through their association. All the energy and ag sector was open. So, you know, a wide swath of our economy was still open, but places where we had people could congregate, restaurants, bars, gyms, movie theaters, you know, and those, some of those modified restaurants that some have done a great business with takeout, personal care businesses where there's a lot of close contact. So those are the groups that we want to work with to try to help them build plans to get open. Everybody else, was never closed. So, North Dakota is doing a great job, you know, right now slowing the spread with a large chunk of our economy going. And that's, again, North Dakotans should be proud of that.
Yeah, and there's I'm going to forward all the texts and calls that we've received today so you can get a sense of what people are thinking. But, you know, there's an overwhelming amount of folks who believe that, you know, freedom is dead right now. You know, I mean, that really,
not in North Dakota. Freedom's alive and well in North Dakota.
Right. So I know they appreciate the fact. And then there's people also, that, as I said, that are very supportive. It's one of my favorites. Tell the governor his competence, his compassion, and his leadership is second to none. Doug 2024. I don't know what that reference is. What's happening in 2024? I don't know. But I'm just here to tell you there's support, but there's also a lot of concern out there. So I know you know that, and I think the push beginning May 1 will be really important to do all these things and be smart about it. I love the North Dakota Smart hashtag. We can do it. So thanks for the time
today.
Thank
you, Scott. Bye. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. We have to let the governor go, and let's see here. Who? Okay, Wendy's ready to go. Yes, from one topic to the next. The superintendent of the Theodore Roosevelt National Park, Wendy Ross, is with us. So we did talk about this with the governor earlier a moment ago. Wendy, how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing very well, Scott.
Thank you for the time today. I have to tell folks that I've received some texts and saw some comments on Facebook last night that caused me to just think, what in the world? Why do we have to close the park? And then, you know, this is a good example for me and for everybody. You dig in a little bit, you find out, okay, well, all right, that makes sense, and okay, that makes sense, and I don't have any less disappointment, but I have a better understanding of why the decision was being made, and Wendy was nice enough to join us today to talk a little bit about it. So explain to folks why the park has to be closed until May 9th.
Well, thank you so much for giving me some time to talk on the radio this morning, and this is an opportunity that one very rarely gets in federal employment, getting to talk to people in our local communities and being able to explain some of our decisions. This was one of the hardest decisions I've had to make as a superintendent. And I love this park, and I know the communities around us love this park. I think one of the things that we were very surprised by was the amount of visitation we were getting after the Secretary of Interior, Secretary David Bernhardt, waived all of the fees to national parks in the United States, which was, I think, a great move. It brought so many people to our national parks, and we saw a great increase in visitation. Our monthly visitation was up about 105% in March. So we were seeing really busy weekends that were equal to a midsummer weekend. Keep in mind that we have a winter staff still, and of course, you know, the virus situation has been happening kind of simultaneously with our short staff and our increased visitation. So as you mentioned earlier, human waste and bathrooms are definitely an issue and a limiting factor this time of year. Fault toilets are the only things available in Theodore Roosevelt National Park right now. And we've had to come up with new standard operating procedures to clean those vault toilets. We only have one of those vault toilets in the north unit and five in the south unit. The problem with toilets, and this is not a glamorous topic, obviously, but it is one of our most concerning topics because people will not use dirty vault toilets. We've had some vandalism of our toilets. Toilet paper has been stolen. We've had the gel dispensers stolen out of them as well. And we don't have the opportunity to start our flush toilet facilities until the temperatures start to rise and we don't have the danger of freezing. So those are some of the reasons why we made the decision to close in conjunction with our local community here in Medora, local elected leaders, and the North Dakota State Department of Health.
So a couple questions. One is the numbers. So the numbers as a percentage have been how much higher than, you know, like when we didn't have a coronavirus, you know, a year ago?
More than double.
Okay, more than double. And so that obviously would tax facilities a little bit. How about just some sort of proactive, we're going to go get some porta potties. We're going to recognize that some people are out of work right now. And looking for some open air, but be able to still serve them. Would porta potties be able to solve that?
Well, porta potties are very similar to a vault toilet. There are no hand washing facilities associated with porta potties or vault toilets. And that's one of the guidelines from the CDC is that we encourage hand washing. We discourage people from gathering in large groups. Actually, I have a number from March 26th, which was a Thursday afternoon. Normally a very slow time of year, especially in the North Unit. The North Unit, as we all know, is one of the undiscovered gems that we all covet and love in North Dakota. And I know the residents of Watford City love to go to the North Unit and recreate. And we've seen a lot more people recreating from the local community. So on a Thursday afternoon in March, we had 42 people gathered at the Oxbow Overlook at the end of the road in the North Unit. So that's the type of situation that we find uncontrollable with our really small staff. Law enforcement staff is, you know, very bare bones this time of year. And what we really would like to do is take 3 weeks to get our staff up to speed. As the governor said, we need to be North Dakota smart about how we reopen and prepare for the visitation that we know is coming. I anticipate a very busy summer. I would like to make sure that we are able to take care of our staff, that we are able to take care of our communities, and that we're able to take care of our visitors, to keep them safe, to prevent the spread of the virus, and to make sure that we have facilities that are going to meet the needs of people who are going to be in large numbers as soon as we open. So what we anticipate doing... Go ahead.
That's a positive, right? I mean, that's getting ready for a big year, because people are going to be traveling, going to do a lot of that. And by the way, you told me last night that you keep a count on license plates. And, you know, the amount of license plates in the different locations was one of the reasons that the park, why there was a concern over the potential connection to the COVID crisis. Is that right?
It really was part of our decision-making process. So last Saturday, for example, one of our law enforcement rangers kept a log of 17 different states that had visited the South Unit. In the North Unit, we've seen everything from Michigan, California, Washington, Pennsylvania, Virginia, New York. All of those states have really high levels of the virus. And so when we're looking at enforcing the governor's quarantine order for people coming in from out of state, we are unable to do that in our campgrounds or anywhere else in the park. You know, you can't just stop people and say, are you from New York and did you do your quarantine? We can't do that with everybody. So I think what our North Dakota residents are seeing here is a lot of the larger parks in the West have closed. Yellowstone, Glacier, Grand Teton, Rocky Mountain, Grand Canyon, and those parks, because they're closed, bring a lot of people who are this time of year traveling around the United States looking for places to recreate. I think we're seeing a lot of people from those parks that would have gone to those parks instead. And as the governor told me the other day, this is the problem we want to have. We are the top tourism attraction in North Dakota. I think 2015, 57% of the people who came to North Dakota came to North Dakota to see this park. We
sure.
want to keep that going,
yeah,
right?
That's a good thing. And I would also say, for instance, you mentioned the North Unit having a lot of the out-of-state plates. Those are probably our neighbors that have moved here from those places and right now, sadly, are out of work. And those are the kind of people we want to the park. You know, they should
right.
use the park and love the park and do everything. On the other hand, there's some people that are using the park inappropriately, and you had plenty of photos to show that. So, you know, I assume the way you deal with that is more staff, and you'll have that after May 9th, right?
Correct. So on April 23rd, we bring on the next wave of staff, and that will allow us to quarantine those staff, which we have to do. Many of those people are coming from out of state to prepare the park. Just for example, a lot of sinkholes have opened up along our roads. We actually had a sinkhole that was large enough to swallow a bison. There was a dead bison in the bottom of it. And
wow, that's
distracted me, but
that's a visual. That's okay. We're going to a break here. We'll finish on the other side of the break, Wendy. So just hang tight, and we'll talk more on the other side of the break. I've got some questions that have come from text listeners as well, and more welcome calls, questions, comments. 258-0550, 271-1100. More on the way.
Mineral Tracker is now offering full mineral management services. We understand that some folks just want someone who's knowledgeable and trustworthy handling their interests. Right here in Western North Dakota, you can put our local experts to work for you. It won't cost you an arm and a leg, and you can rest assured your asset is being maintained and looked after, making life simpler and more enjoyable. Give us a call today at 833-842-2900 924 to explore our full mineral management services.
This is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auctioneers inviting you to any one of these exceptional upcoming farm retirement auctions featuring John Deere and Case Combine, Freightliner International and Peterbilt semis, lots of grain trailers, John Deere 1770 corn planters, Patriot sprayers, and an excellent selection of construction equipment and more. These April auctions are all timed online-only auctions from Sharon, Bowman, Jamestown, and Steele, North Dakota. For full inventory and online bidding on dozens of land and equipment auctions throughout the Upper Midwest, log on to Pipers.com.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today, 888-291-9729, 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi, 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get a hold of the media fights. I'm dragged into it. Kick the screen.
Loving you isn't the right thing to do. How can I ever change things that I feel?
I got so excited about Fleetwood Mac, I threw my pen.
I hate when that happens.
I didn't mean to. I was just kind of, you know, waving my hand. Back on the What's On Your Mind. never a dull moment, ladies and gentlemen. Some folks are wondering what I plan to do with the comments we didn't get to for the governor. I wanted to tell you the Be the Buffalo Hotline, 855-200-1776, allows you to leave a message for us. So if you have a call, didn't get in with the governor, by the way, that was all my fault. It wasn't anybody else's fault. I just had so many things that we wanted to talk about that you have been asking about, that you have been emailing about. I was trying to consolidate a few things and still only got to about a half of those. So we didn't get to all the comments that we wanted to. And the governor graciously said, hey, get them to me. I want to hear it. So if you have something to say, 855-200-1776, leave a message or text Todd 226-8503 or me at 367-2054, and we will pass it on after the show to the governor. All right, wrapping up our conversation with Wendy Ross, superintendent of the Theodore Roosevelt National Park. the sinkhole thing and the dead buffalo has me, you know, just mesmerized by that visual. So is that a common problem?
Sinkholes are a common problem. Every once in a while, we'll have an animal that falls into a sinkhole, and if we're able to safely remove it, we do. This was an odd situation. We had our roads folks out looking at these sinkholes, and these sinkholes are really large this year. So we've closed that interior south unit loop road, and we're working on some really large sinkholes there. And in the north unit, we'll be doing just regular sinkhole filling and road maintenance, which really needs to be done. Another thing that we're working on, and I know you mentioned toilets in past conversations and when you were announcing me, we have some new vault toilets going in the north unit, and I think that will help us in future situations where we are, you know, taxed with visitation and we don't have those flush toilets up and running. As we all know, it gets cold in North Dakota and we want to be a year-round destination. A lot of people think we're closed all winter long. We are not. We are open 24/7. And I cannot wait to bring back our visitors and to be able to provide for them fully after May 9th.
Yeah, and as somebody I noticed on Facebook last night, actually Russ Hans, who's investigator up in Grand Forks, talked about he took 5 days and went out there and saw a couple days and at both North and South Unit. And he said North Unit had more people than the South Unit, and at one point like 1,000 people or something he estimated. Now, I know there's photos running around of, I don't know if it's fair to call them vandals, but the people doing things they shouldn't have done were like being on the roof of the lookout shelter. And I would assume a ranger took the photo. So does the ranger take the photo and then go say, hey, guys, beat it. Get out. I mean, how is that enforced?
It was not a ranger that took the photo. It was actually an interpreter ranger who was off duty. So it was somebody who didn't have the credentials to go and tell people to get off the roof.
I got it. Okay. But that normally when you have the staff is things you police like that. And I am a... I am of the belief that the North Unit is better from a view and just overall experience than even the South Unit. And I know my Mordor friends will be throwing things at me. They're both great, but I the North Unit, just having that vantage from up above to be able to see, it's just phenomenal. And I'm glad to know the North Unit actually has had more visitors in these early months than the South Unit, because people are getting at it. It's beautiful. It's great. And I think the bottom line is, you know, get this thing going by May 9th. Do it ready to do it well, and do it to ultimately have this come back as you know, maybe the busiest year ever, and have great fashion. Same thing with the Medora and the musical and everything else. So that makes a lot of good sense. So let us know how we can help in that regard, and go to it, Wendy.
Thank you so much, and I really appreciate all of our community's support. I know this is not ideal, but it will be over in 3 weeks, and we will be ready to rock and roll.
And tell me the person that put up the barricades before this was announced will have a talking to.
They definitely will. So what happened is we had our law enforcement officers were off that day, because every once in a while we give them a day off, and we had our facilities staff at the end of the day. They thought they could go ahead and put the barricades up at the end of their shift, thinking that the press release had gone out, and it hadn't. So, you know what? We're human. Everybody makes mistakes, but we're sorry, and we can guarantee that will not happen again.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks, Wendy. Appreciate the time.
Take care, Scott. Have a great day.
Wendy Ross, superintendent of the Theodore Roosevelt National Park. Nice thing about Wendy, she has a family history of serving the park and North Dakota connections, so we appreciate that very much. And I also respect the locals. I do. I mean, I think that they're the ones that helped make this decision, so tough deal. Jim the Flagpole Guy is here, but we don't have anywhere near enough time before the break here. So we're going to have Jim hang tight. Jim, can you pause from your busy flag selling day to hang on a little bit with us to pass the break?
I will. What I'm doing, I'm going to ND Flagpole Guy and looking at the gallery. The gallery. We'll just wait, Scott. We're looking at the gallery at ndflagpoleguy.com. Just pictures.
Maybe we should all do that. ndflagpoleguy.com. Let's go check out that website during the break, and then we'll talk with Jim about what we find in the gallery after we come back from the break. And tell you how to show the world your patriotism. You think some stupid virus is going to bring us down? I don't think so. A lot of things have happened under that flag.
This is Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I want to take this time to thank Scott and the What's on Your Mind program for helping a small business like ours during this time of crisis. I would also like to ask all the What's on Your Mind listeners to help us out during this crisis. Our products have always delivered every day made better. Now more than ever is it needed in your daily life. If you know anyone who could benefit from the daily ritual of a hot tub or sauna, or even one of our many game tables, please refer them directly to me at 701-238-9837. I will reach out and provide them with a virtual tour, help them decide on the right wellness product, offering 12 months, no interest, no payments, delivering within 2 to 7 days, and I will provide you with a free referral fee up to $300 depending on the product. You and I and Every Day Made Better will win this crisis. My number again, 701-238-9837. 701-238-9837. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo.